Good morning, everyone. I'm just going to say a quick prayer before I start. Father God, may you take my words and speak through them. As we talk about this sometimes tricky topic of family, may we look to you for guidance. In your name, amen. Amen. Please take a seat. No point. So as I've already said, family is, it's not always easy, let's be quite honest. Just because you're blood related to someone doesn't mean that you're instantly going to get on with them. My brother once bit me because I was in his bedroom. That's pretty much that story. I had to have horrible banana medicine. I don't like bananas. It wasn't a great time. We were quite young. It wasn't like yesterday. We were, I don't know, he was probably not even at school yet. It was right in the back. I had to have the medicine because he broke skin. So if nothing else, don't bite people. That's a good message for this morning. But all families are different. And to me, I think it's more important what the family stands for, the relationships in the family, than what the family looks like. I was recently on Instagram. If you don't know what Instagram is, it's an app on phones where you can take a photo and share it all over the world. And all people can do it. And then you can tag your photo with what's in it. So say you've taken a picture of a cat, you can tag it cat. And then other people over the world who are looking for photos of cats can look up your photo of a cat. That's pretty much it. And I looked up photos of family, and I was so excited to see that all the photos were different. There were some photos with young people, some with older people, some with cross generations, families in Africa, families in the UK, families in America, families doing sports together, families eating together, families in the daytime, in the evening. No one's family is the same. I think that's a good place to start, because we can't judge our family by how other families do things. For a while, I was dating a girl, and I spent a long time with her family and kind of really was enveloped by her family. And actually, because her family was so brilliant, it led me to resent a little bit my own family, because I could see how different my own family was from this family. And it made me quite unhappy for a little bit, because I was comparing my family to her family. But I thought I'd look at some quotes of what some other people have said about family. Brad Pitt, the actor, says, "A family is a risky venture, because the greater the love, the greater the loss. That's a trade-off, but he's willing to take it." Another one, this is anonymous, but it says, "Family is people you love and who love you back. They're not necessarily blood or biological, but you trust them and they trust you. And they take care of you and you take care of them. That's how family works." I don't know if any of you have seen the Disney film Lilo and Stitch. It came out when I was a child. But it's about this Hawaiian mum and daughter who, or is it two sisters? I can't remember. But anyway, they take in this weird alien creature. I can't remember why. that's not the point. The point is, the quote from that film is the Hawaiian word ohana. And ohana means family. And family means nobody gets left behind or forgotten. And I think that's lovely. That's such a lovely thing to say about family. But you're not just here to hear what Brad Pitt thinks about family. We're doing a series called God-Tinted Glasses, and we're trying to look at some big topics, some big things about life through God's eyes. And what does God think about family? Well, my first response is that God created family. He saw Adam and decided that, you know what, Adam needed someone with him. So he made Eve, and right there, you all jumped. Just checking you're awake. It's still very early. I've only had one cup of tea. But there, in that moment, the first family was created. people who could do life together. And more than that is that all of us are also a family. We're part of God's family, our church family, our church community, although we'll be talking about that in about 2 months' time. I think that's a topic coming up on the first Sunday in July, so I won't say too much about that. But in that scenario, in that family, God is all of our fathers, or whatever we need him to be. A friend, a mother, a sister, a brother. God is, or can fill in for, whichever family member you may be missing. And then I thought about the passages that we have today and what they say about family. I think the passage from Ephesians, it talks about how families should honour one another and respect one another. And I think this isn't just about children honouring their parents, but it's about the other way around as well. Parents honouring and respecting their children. And accepting differences. My parents don't particularly like some of my piercings, or the clothes I wear, or some of the music I listen to, or the films I choose to watch. Mum particularly doesn't like it when we put rap music on in the car. She doesn't appreciate that at all. But she respects that is what I like to listen to. And when she puts her country music on, her folk music, with just grumpy old men moaning to guitar and banjo, we respect that because it's Mum's turn to choose the music in the car. When we were little, back when you had CDs in cars, we used to have a 6-CD interchanger in Dad's car, and we were each allowed a pick. So there's four of us, there's me, my dad, my mum, and my brother. So me and my brother were allowed 2 choices to make up the 6. But that was how it worked, because we were fair. We each had a CD to listen to that we wanted to listen to on our long journeys winding through the countryside to Devon. That's where we spent most of our childhood. So I think families need to respect one another. Respect that you may be different to the people in your family, but honour them and celebrate the differences. It's about acceptance and not judging, but I think it's also about honesty. If your family aren't going to tell you the truth in a nice way, then sometimes it's hard to find someone that will be honest with you. I think families are also about being really supportive and accepting the life choices that you make. They may not be the choices that they would make, but it's about supporting people in that and in their own decisions. For instance, my mum really wanted me to go and get a master's and a PhD in the subject that I was doing. And that could still one day be a possibility. I'd love to be Dr. Dove. I think that would be awesome. I just love the ring to it. One day, but actually, I think it was God's plan that I came here, and that was something that she had to understand and accept and support me in my decision, even though I now live 2.5 hours or something away from her. And that's hard sometimes, because I can't just nip down and see her anymore. The Matthew passage. I want to read you the first line of the Matthew passage from the Message version of the Bible. But it says, "Don't pick on people, jump on their failures, criticize their faults. Unless, of course, you want the same treatment. That critical spirit has a way of boomeranging." And I think that just speaks to actually how we should behave. I think that speaks to how we should behave more than just with our family, but with everyone, actually. If we want to be taken the mick of, if we want to have rude words said to us, if we want to have anger towards us, if we want to be the butt of all jokes, then that's exactly how we should treat everyone else in our family. But if we want to be loved, then actually maybe we need to set the example and set the precedent and love first. God loved, and so I think we should love too. But family is not always easy. I spoke earlier about how I started to resent my family because I saw this other wonderful family and the way that they did things. If you take a Venn diagram of my family's interests, so the four of us, I think our crossover point is food. In pairs, there are things we all like, so me and my brother share a lot of music interest. Me and my mum really love cups of tea and chatting of cups of tea. My dad and my mum both like a band called Show of Hands. And there are things that in pairs we overlink on. But actually finding something that all four of us overlink on can be quite difficult. So we've learned to enjoy meals together. That's our one thing that actually we all really enjoy, and that time when we all come together. My mum's classic is shepherd's pie. I'm sure if I asked you what your family meal was, you might be able to think of something. But for us, it's shepherd's pie. Every time I was home from university, or now that my brother's home from university, it's shepherd's pie time. Bit of cheese on top. There are some other versions. There is sausage meat pie. There's Fowler's pie. But we love a good shepherd's pie. That's our unity time. My brother has a very close friend called Alex. Alex is like another brother who's not actually a member of the family, but may as well be. He spent so much time in our house that mum makes shepherd's pie just for him. Like, if Alex is coming around, well, shepherd's pie time because Alex is here. But actually, what I've learned most from my family is those things that I mentioned, how we have to support each other. We have to accept each other's differences. It's my dad's birthday this upcoming week. And so we didn't really know how to celebrate it. So he's coming with me to see an exhibition in London tomorrow that I really want to see. And that's love, I think. That's love. He has no interest in Alexander McQueen, the fashion designer, but I do. But he will come with me and he will make the right sounds and we will enjoy spending time together and we'll go have coffee. But it's about appreciating each other's differences. I don't know if any of you are familiar with the American TV show Brothers and Sisters. It ran for about 5 seasons in America. It's about quite a dysfunctional family. Family members pop up from all over the place. There are differences. There are sadnesses. There are happy moments. I've never cried more at a TV show than I have with this. But in the final season, right at the very end of the last episode, and this isn't spoiling anything, don't worry if you do want to take up and watch it, the matriarch of the family steps out of the situation. They're at a huge family wedding, it's a huge celebration, and she just kind of steps out and looks at this family in front of her. And she says, "Families, like life, have a way of changing, never staying the same. But they're your family, this eclectic, deeply bonded group. So you evolve, you adapt. And now," she says, as she looks at her life and her new extended family, she thinks of the wonderful quote by George Eliot, "It's never too late to be what you might have been." It's never too late to start loving your family. It's never too late to change that pattern of behavior and love them first. And I probably could have said this talk in about a minute, which is love. Family should be about love. And it's not going to be easy, actually. A lot of time, family time can be like a rough, choppy sea. But actually, as we see in the Bible, God calmed storms. With God's help, I think, we can become families that try and look towards him, but also try and love one another. There's a film, Dreamgirls. I don't know if you've seen Dreamgirls. It's about a music group. And there's a song in that called Family. And my quote from that is, "We are a family, like a giant tree branching out to the sky. We are a family. We are so much more than just you and I. We are a family, like a giant tree." Trees don't always grow like you'd expect them to grow. Sometimes you see a tree and the branch has gone all the way over here and you're going, "That's not, why did that happen?" But trees also need nutrients, they need love, they need attention, or they're not going to grow. So I want to encourage you to think of your family as a tree. You can't just leave it and expect it to grow. It needs some love and attention. I'm going to finish there. And I'm going to finish with a prayer. If you want to make this your prayer, sorry, that's the sentence I always say before praying at Messy Church. If you want to make this your prayer, say amen at the end. I don't need to treat you like five-year-olds. Let's pray. Father God, we know family can be difficult, but we ask you to first of all move in us as individual people, change our behaviour, make us loving, and make that then impact our families. Help us to be the people that set the standard of love in our families. In your name, amen.
Amen.
Amen.